A campaign that spent more than $3 million to convince Maine voters to put a proposal for a casino in southern Maine on the ballot has done just that. Steve Missler reports the proposal would benefit a controversial international casino developer and that the effort has so far operated outside the norms of a traditional campaign.
The group behind the successful drive to legalize marijuana spent over $2.5 million last year. It put up yard signs, answered press inquiries, and otherwise operated like a standard campaign. The same goes for backers of the four other ballot initiatives that voters acted upon last year. But the Horse Racing Jobs Fairness campaign has had a different MO. Already it spent $1 million more than the marijuana campaign, but only to collect enough signatures to get on the ballot. It has yet to spend any money on the actual campaign, and organizers have not been responsive to press inquiries, and that includes requests for comments today.
I think the whole process has been pretty shady from the start.
Democratic Representative Louis Lucchini from Ellsworth has been a critic of the proposal since it was launched 2 years ago. He's criticized the campaign's aggressive and ultimately unsuccessful attempt to gather enough signatures for last year's ballot. And Lucchini is also concerned about the motive of the campaign, its secretive tactics, and the fact that it would benefit the casino developer who first brought gambling to Maine 16 years ago. That man's name is Sean Scott, a Las Vegas resident with gambling operations all over the country. Scott was behind the campaign that eventually led to the operation now known as Hollywood Slots in Bangor. He sold his stake in that facility for a reported $51 million. And he also left amid questions by gambling regulators about his business partners and dealings in other states. Scott has largely withdrawn from public view, but he surfaced last fall when his business partners were revealed to be bankrolling an unsuccessful gambling campaign in Massachusetts. Scott's role in the Maine ballot campaign is also murky, but his sister, Lisa Scott, of Miami, has contributed $4 million to the effort so far. There was no mention of Sean Scott in the campaign's first ever written statement issued Monday. Now that Horse Racing Jobs Fairness has qualified for the ballot, the legislature has a chance to ratify the proposal. By tradition, it's more likely to be passed along directly to voters. But Lucchini, who co-chairs the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee, says lawmakers could hold a public hearing on the proposal.
You know, the benefits of a public hearing would be to understand the thought process behind the bill, see who's supporting it, who's against it, and to really give the public a chance to weigh in.
Lucchini says it's too soon to say if a hearing will happen. But if it does, it could be the first time that Horse Racing Jobs Fairness discusses its campaign publicly. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.